one of the most loved episodes I've put out, not just from my perspective, but from the incredible amount of love shown from all of you listening. Well, I think you might know which one I'm talking about. Miley's call. She's an incredible young woman who has just amazed me and anyone else that heard the episode. One of the things I'd been planning on doing at some point was to release a bonus episode so we could all learn more about Miley. While the interview was happening, there were a lot more questions that I had just to get to know her. These are all those extra questions and her answers to those questions that didn't quite make it on the main episode. These aren't really in any good order and might seem like they bounce around a bit, but you'll definitely get to know Miley better during this. I hope y'all enjoy it. Hello, and thank you so much for being on the show. I've heard a lot about you, and it's great to finally be able to talk to you. Could you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
I'm Miley. I'm 14. I live with my mom and my stepdad. I'm in 8th grade, going to high school next year. I'm on the color guard team for the high school.
That's really cool. Sounds like you've got a lot going on, even before you're in high school. Well, to start off, I have a series of questions for you. They bounce around a little bit, but most are just questions to learn more about you and some about the 911 call that you had to place a few years ago. First one up, what would you consider being a very fun night or something fun to do?
Trying to stay up all night or wake up early to go watch the sunrise.
Do you remember how you learned about 911 when you were younger?
Yes, it was by Grammy. She always told me, but she used to tell me if anything bad ever happens or somebody's in danger, always call 911 first.
Do you remember your grandmother telling you anything specific to always know when calling 911?
Always know your address.
Yes, that's exactly right. Everybody should always know the address where they're at. And since we were speaking about your grandmother, I know you have a special bond with her. Was there anything that you can remember from early life that stood out about her?
I used to also call her mom, because my mom would call her mom. So I thought that was just her name. So I used to call her mom.
Who do you want to be the most like when you grow up?
There's a mix. I want to be like my Grammy and my mom.
What would a message be to everyone if you could shout it from the rooftops?
My Grammy, my mom, my two aunts and my uncle are the closest family that I have, and that nothing can ever bring me down. And my dog, Anna, is my favorite animal in the house.
If you had to call 911 again today, do you think you would be less nervous and scared about having to do it?
Yes and no. Yes, because I'd already know the rundown, and no, because it's still scary and I feel like I'd still cry and shake and stuff like that.
What job would you like to have when you grow up?
I want to be a recreational therapist.
What can we expect from you in high school?
I'll probably stay on the color guard team, do all my work, and try to get A's and B's. Possibly get a new animal.
You do really love your animals. What sort of animal do you think you'd like to get?
A goat.
Would that be an outdoor goat, or would you want him to be like a pet and have the goat come inside and sleep with you at night?
No, because when they grow up, my papa has goats, so I know this firsthand. When they grow up, all of them get horns, and they will try to buck you.
Have you ever heard of goat yoga?
Yes. It freaks me out. I get nervous for the people because goat's horns are sharp and they hurt.
Well, just so you can tell your friends, this episode, it's going to be heard in every state in America and all over the world, probably in over 100 countries. What do you think about that?
Okay. I'm scared. I've been on TV once. It was like a commercial. But like that.
Yeah, I know, that's a lot to get your head around, but it's still pretty fun to think about. So my next question is, was there anything that was interesting that happened in school this week?
Yes, there was a fight, and then nobody won, so it was boring.
Do you know what the fight was about?
Yes, a girl.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Two boys in middle or junior high school fighting over a girl. Have you already signed up for freshman classes, and do you know what you'll be taking?
I already did that. AP honor, sorry, not AP. Honors Algebra 1. Then like the rest of the normal classes. And I'm going to take an Ignite program for health, like healthcare. And then that's one of my classes.
What's the Ignite class for?
It's like, it's a hands-on thing preparing you for your future job. It's just a class throughout the day.
Is there a focus to that class?
Mine is going to be either a nurse or a recreational therapist, but like a pediatric nurse.
Would you ever swim with sharks?
It depends. If I was like in a cage where they couldn't get me, yes. If I wasn't in a cage, no.
Would you bungee jump?
Yes.
Like tomorrow?
Probably not tomorrow.
Why not?
Because I'm not ready yet. I have to prepare myself first.
What is your favorite song right now?
Probably Golden Hour.
And who sings that one?
Jake. I don't know his last name, but it's just Jake.
What was one of the more difficult things you've done in your life?
Passing my first two grades in middle school. Because it was like during COVID. And I stopped trying, and I literally got Fs, but I made it back up, so it's fine.
Do you feel like you missed out on some learning during that time?
Yeah, because also in between like 6th grade and 7th grade, I had a surgery, and then like I had to leave class 5 minutes early, which meant I missed 5 minutes of the last part of our lesson. Every day.
Why did you have to leave class early?
So that I wouldn't get like pushed around in a certain way in the halls where it would like do something to my rods.
Oh, you're talking about the rods from your surgeries. Okay, I understand. And yeah, I can see how that would make your schooling a lot more hard too. So my next question, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would that be?
England.
And why England?
Because they have great fish and chips, and it's beautiful there.
Have you ever been there before?
No, I've just seen pictures.
What would you tell parents or future parents about when and why to call 911?
It's important to teach them, like, a real emergency versus, like, a non-real emergency. It's also important to, like, make sure they know 911, like, that's their phone number. And they know exactly where they are and the address of where they are. And if they don't know, to make sure that they know a neighbor so that the neighbor can tell them if anything happens.
What advice would you give to other kids if they didn't know if they should call 911?
To call anyways and ask if the thing that happened is an emergency, and if not, apologize and hang up.
If you could have a meal with anyone, including someone in history or celebrities, anybody at all, who would you have that meal with and why?
Queen Elizabeth, because I want to know how she ruled a whole, country? Okay. Ruled a whole country at the beginning age of 18.
What are three things that you couldn't live without?
I could not live without my dog, my parents, and my friends.
What is your favorite sports team?
Kentucky. Basketball.
Would you consider yourself more of a cat person or a dog person?
A dog person.
What animals do you have now?
I have two dogs, Anna and Bubs, and then I have two cats, Tallulah and Sylvester, and then I have a turtle named Sheldon.
Are you closer with any one of your animals and why?
I'm really close with Anna. She's so very tiny, and so am I.
If you could go back to any time in your life, when would that be and why?
I'd go back to when I first met Homer T and Tobias. Because Homer T was a baby still, literally just been born, and Tobias was not blind, and he could actually see me.
What's something else that people should know about you?
I have a Winnie the Pooh who is very, very old. He was my mom's when she was little, and now he's mine.
I think I heard that Winnie the Pooh had some surgeries too, is that right?
Yes. He had, every time I get an IV, he gets a little IV. It's fake. I know that now. I thought it was real when I was little. But it always, makes me feel like I'm not alone. And he had a surgery in his butt because the doctors forgot that it was his butt. When I had a surgery on my back, he had a surgery in his butt.
Well, that's very cool that the doctors would do something like that, but they do have to get better aim next time.
I also have a Miley doll that Grammy made me. It has a feeding tube as well, and some stitches in its back. I used to bring her everywhere.
Have you already been thinking about where you want to go to college, and if so, why?
Western Kentucky University, I think that's what it's called. Yeah. They have a lot of good medical programs.
I also heard that you have a birthday kind of late in the year. Do you like having a later birthday or no?
Yes and no. Yes, because it's really close to Christmas. And no, because I've always wanted to go to the pool on my birthday, but I can't.
And finally, what does the future hold for you? And if you could leave a message for the world, what would that be?
I'll probably stay on the color guard team, do all my work, and try to get A's and B's, and that I am stronger than I look.
Thank you. That's all the extra questions I had for Miley. I know this is a shorter episode, but like I said before, I wanted to share a bit more because everyone seemed to love the episode with her, and I thought y'all'd like to hear a bit more about her. She's truly an amazing person who I heard just hit a milestone in her life. She just graduated 8th grade. Congratulations, Miley. If you'd like to help out with Miley's future, she has a GoFundMe set up. She's had a lot of surgeries in her life, and there's a good chance she'll have to have more. Any help that could be given in that area would be greatly appreciated. Help support Miley's future by heading over to her Care Fund, which is linked in the show notes, or you can simply Google Miley's Care Fund, and you should be able to find it right there at the top. Thank you all again for listening. And for Music City 911, I'm Brandon. Y'all have a good one.